This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Turmoil in the energy industry. St. Louis-based Peabody Energy, the world's largest privately owned coal producer and the second biggest on Earth, has filed for U.S. Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company faces a heavy debt burden as coal prices have fallen to a new low. How will this latest move affect the whole industry? Joining us now, Lee Patterson, a reporter for Inside Energy based in Wyoming. Lee, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
This is not unexpected. I mean, there's a wave of unsustainable sort of financial conditions hitting the coal industry right now. Anything unique about Peabody?
Well, you know, Peabody is really in the same boat as some of the other largest coal producers in this country. Arch Coal, Alpha Natural Resources, Patriot, Walter, they've all filed for bankruptcy over the past, you know, year or so. And when it comes to Peabody, I understand, you know, one of the reasons that it ended up filing for bankruptcy is that it was attempting to sell some of its assets in Colorado and New Mexico to a company called Bowie Resources. And, you know, Peabody said in financial documents, if this deal doesn't go through, we might end up having to file for bankruptcy. Turns out that deal looks like it didn't go through. And here we are today.
So the assets that they own, the coal reserves, are declining. The value of them is declining. Their ability to sell them is apparently very, very sketchy, as is evidenced by what happened to Peabody. And the price of coal itself is falling, plus the cost of getting it out of the ground is going up. So that is an untenable situation. Lee, what's going to happen here?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, overall, we are using less coal. In 2015, around 33% of our electricity came from coal. That's down from 39% last year. The price of natural gas is low. A lot more natural gas is coming online. Environmental regulations, of course, regulating mercury and CO2. And really one of the keys here, John, is that there's slowing demand in Asia. And several of these companies that have ended up having to file for bankruptcy, Peabody included, went into some serious debt maybe 5 or 6 years ago, acquiring metallurgical coal assets. Metallurgical coal is the type of coal used in steelmaking. And these companies went into debt expecting that demand for steel, demand for metallurgical coal in China would skyrocket. Now, we all know that the Chinese economy is slowing, and a lot of that steelmaking, a lot of those buildings, those airports, they've already been built. And so for these companies, those debts, the debt they went into buying up metallurgical coal mines, those debts are coming due. And because they can't make up extra revenue with production because we're using less coal, they're in a tough spot.
Is the flow of coal to the actual electrical grid in the United States declining, or is it going to be interrupted in any way if some of these companies actually no longer produce?
No, because what happens with Chapter 11, Chapter 11 doesn't mean these companies just shut down. I mean, I was in the Powder River Basin last week. I was in Gillette talking to coal miners who were just laid off by Peabody and another company, Arch Coal. And the mines are still producing. And that's because Chapter 11 means reorganization. It doesn't mean shutting down. It's basically a way for companies to shed some debt, get leaner and meaner, so that they can come out sort of alive at the other end of the proceedings. So coal mining continues. We are using less of it, but these mines are not shutting down. And that's sort of the slippery concept to grasp here.
And fewer workers, though, as you know, is always the case when you go to Chapter 11 and become leaner and meaner. Lee Patterson, a reporter for Inside Energy based in Wyoming. Thanks so much, Lee.
Thank you.